7 after the hour. Time for us to do the overview that we do every week at this time of the big stories from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison overviews the top 10 topics, the stories, if you will. I'll give you a couple of insights into what I know to be on the top of the heap. We don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting to figure out what happened in Arizona this week makes the close to it. Well, we'll find out. Is it number one, number two, number three? Where is Obamacare this week? Where are the tensions that have been created between the Russians and the West over the Ukraine? What about the Army budget cuts and sequestration? Right? You want to know about that? Winter weather, continuing conversation about global warming, what's hot in sports talk radio, all of those things will be, I think, part and parcel of what Michael Harrison explains to us. Also, the list of the people. And one of the big issues that's not on the charts this week has to do with understanding what news really is. All those things coming up here in this hour of the program.
Questions aren't always easy. They can be about tricky things like love or spelling. Those kinds of questions can mess you up. Look what they've done to the question mark. It's all twisted and weird like an exclamation point on the worst day of its life. Questions can be hard, but tax questions don't have to be, because TurboTax has turned hard tax questions into simple questions about your year. Like, did you get married? Did you move? Did you get a new job? You know the answers to questions like that, so you can do your own taxes. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
March is finally here, and you know what that means. It's the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth, at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. Look for the green tags and get your new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. That's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Like 10 Oi Studio monitors, only $99 each. Or a keyboard controller for your iOS device, starting at $39. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
I sleep in your bed.
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
One of the things that happens as Michael visits with us, if we look at summer. Look isn't the right word to use for radio, is it? We talk about some of the big stars and the big items of interest in terms of the conversation this week. Michael, as it turns out, seems not to be readily available for whatever the reason. Don't know. But that doesn't mean we aren't going to be able to get through the list of the top 10. As a matter of fact, at number 10, where's the big voice announcer? Richie, let's have the big voice announcer do from 10 to 1.
Number 10.
Number 10 on the Talkers charts for this past week. The NFL, sports talk radio, and I guess in general a lot of the generalists are talking about the proposal from the NFL, and I'm not sure, Richie, whether this is law or not. I mean law, the rule, whether or not if someone uses the N-word on the field, they would get penalized. Was it 15 yards or something?
It's a proposal.
It's a proposal. Okay. Who's for that? Well, big conversation about that. That's number 10 this week.
Number 9.
Discussion of winter weather. We go back to that old haggard global warming conversation, which hasn't really gotten new, isn't getting new, is just the same old, but it has an interesting backdrop in that the weather, I think there was a record set this week in Michigan or Montana, or was it, it may have been Minnesota, yeah, Minnesota, 36 below zero, the old record was 30 below zero for this time of year, that's, or any time of year, it's pretty doggone cold. All right, so that's number 9.
Number 8.
All right, this is something that I think deserves some extra time from our perspective. The FCC, or at least a commissioner on the FCC, her name is Clyburn, C-L-Y-B-U-R-N. She was acting chief of the FCC for a while before the new appointment was made. A fellow named Tom Wheeler is now the chairman of the FCC. But while she was chairman, she commissioned a study that would understand, supposedly, the questions that journalists have about news and how they decide to cover news. Researchers were going to quiz the people doing news in various markets, managers of radio stations, as to how they chose news stories and information for dissemination to the public through radio, television, or newspapers. She defended, Ms. Clyburn defended they call it the Critical Information Needs, the CIN study, because she thinks that it still has merit. After all, shouldn't we know what's good for the public? Shouldn't we be able to study this and see what isn't being covered and why it isn't being covered? I think this tells you a lot about what's going on in the minds of some people who strive to work in the government. Control, 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 control. She said, no, that's not what I meant to do. I just think we need to know what goes into news gathering. What's the goal of people in certain markets explaining certain stories or digging into certain stories? What business is that of yours, madam? I mean, if you're curious on your own, swell. But you're going to use government money, you're going to have taxpayers pay for a study that is, at best, very, very, very subjective. It's not objective at all. Depends on the market, depends on who's taking the study. She said she's concerned that there are entry barriers preventing local communities from receiving important information. Really? And who are you to decide or suggest? Where is this? This is so fraught and annoyingly filled with innuendo and inference about what's going on in the news business. Is it good? What's going on in the news business? No. It's terrible. The radio stations all over the country have cut their news staffs way back. It's an economic thing. People, however, can find what's going on pretty easily by using a thing, madam, called the Internet. There are all kinds of sources. I have 14 different sources in front of me right now on my computer. Newspapers, magazines, various television networks, various news services like the AP and Reuters. I think I'm, and I can go to, there are a lot of things that come straight through because people are holding cameras up and taking pictures of what's going on the moment it takes place. Instant conversation. Now, is it all right? No. But you ferret through it, and you figure out what's going on. We don't need the government, thank you very much, to mess around in this area. All right, so I've said my piece about the item is number 8 this week.
Number 7.
Survey. Number 7, I don't understand this. There is there were two stories about bitcoins this week. One, how to use it. Another, having to do with some bitcoin that was stolen. And I think that sort of both sides of that are covered by a lot of people who've, most of the big, say that again, Richie, the what?
It was a large, large theft by the biggest holder of Bitcoin in the world.
Yeah, like $40 million or something.
Which is a digital currency with no borders.
Yeah.
And this could be the end or the downfall of Bitcoin.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they stole it.
And they declared bankruptcy. Probably
some big bank that stole it. Or the feds, even.
Or Russian hackers.
Ah. All right. Next.
Number six.
Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, was told by the executive branch to make sure that whatever happened in the Army in terms of sequestration cuts, it had to be a dramatic cut. So we can really rub their noses in it. So we're going to cut back on the number of men and women who are in the Army, under 500,000. Supposedly the number that we had before World War II. But nobody really is talking about, I didn't hear anybody mention sequestration. That's why they're doing this. It's going to go across the board as well. It ought to, frankly. There's so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. So why wouldn't you want to deal with that? And not spend the money that we're spending for programs and for planes and stuff and boats that nobody wants. All right, that's number six.
Number five.
More legislation. Actually, this is conversation about Rand Paul's proposal when it comes to immigration reform. And that conversation has been going on for a month or so. So I think it's appropriate that it continues.
Number four.
Mrs. Clinton, and the fact she's too old, that became a hot topic. It was number four this week. Who's running for president? Chris Christie, is he out? Is Mrs. Clinton more popular? Does she stand a better chance? When you weigh what some people are thinking, it's a very partisan thing. Chris Christie ruined his chances to be president because of Bridgegate. Really? Who got killed in that event? That's the question some people are asking. In the same breath, they say, Mrs. Clinton, Benghazi, how many people got killed there? Is that a legitimate concern? What do you think? That's been part of the discussion anyway, as far as presidential politics and the midterm races, too, at number four this week on the countdown.
Number three.
Let's see. The problems with the Russians and the Ukrainians. The president of Ukraine disappeared. I guess he ended up in Russia. And now there is a sort of quasi-new leadership that leans to the West. That's what most people in the Ukraine want. They want a connection to the West, not a connection to the Russians. Russians don't like that, so they got 150,000 troops on the border. Lots of people are talking about that saber-rattling.
Number two.
Oh, this is good. Brand new. You've never heard any discussion on the air anywhere, right, of health care, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Apparently there are more things, this is a shocker, that are not true when it comes to really the essence, the nuance of some of the promises that were made. This is what's going to happen, so said the president and a lot of Democrats. This is how you'll be taken care of. And, in fact, that isn't what's happening at all. Not at all. All right, so let's see.
Number one.
That brings us to the most discussed issue of the week, and that is the so-called religious rights legislation that made it through the Arizona legislature. Governor has vetoed it, and now a lot of people who are eating crow because of the votes that they made say, hey, wait a minute, I didn't know that was in the bill. I didn't read the bill. Really? You're enough of a Maroney to admit that you didn't read the bill? And why then are you serving? That's the question I'd ask if I were on the radio in Arizona. I'd ask it anyway. As far as people are concerned, top 10, Harry Reid at 10, John Boehner at 9, Vladimir Putin at 8, Eric Holder at 7, Hagel at 6, Rand Paul at 5, Ted Cruz at 4, Bill and Hillary at 3, Jan Brewer, number 2 on the list this week, and as usual, the president pretty much is always number 1 on the people list. That's the overview of some of the hot things going on in News Talk Radio.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Let's transfer our interest here on the Good Day program to something that is on many people's minds. Still, the situation in our government, whether we trust our government, we don't trust our government. We have with us Daniel Suarez, who's the author of a great book, as a matter of fact, New York Times bestseller, called Damon Freedom. He also wrote a book called Kill Decision. You, I understand, Mr. Suarez, used to be a systems consultant to companies designing software for the defense industry, entertainment industry. So are you just like Edward Snowden? What's your story?
Well, good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I used to have a very serious job, and then somehow I started writing fiction.
But is it really fiction? You know, a lot of people hide stories behind their real life and their real experiences by supposedly burying the ideas that they had or the things that they had in life in a fictionalized account. Is that your story?
Well, it's a great way to tell realistic stories now in fiction. Because if you write a nonfiction book, first of all, some of these are very wonky matters. You know,
right.
Technology can be complicated. And I think writing a thriller is a perfect way to explore it.
All right, so your new book is called Influx. It's a novel as well. What's the main theme?
Sure, the main theme, it's a story of a young physicist who invents a gravity mirror. It's basically a device that reflects and redirects gravity. And it's a radical innovation. And instead of winning the Nobel Prize, though, he's grabbed and imprisoned by an organization that is fearful of innovations like this and what they'll do to society.
Is this a private organization or a governmental organization?
Well, it started out as a governmental organization, but of course this organization, the Bureau of Technology Control, has been hoarding other innovations like fusion and artificial intelligence, and so they're sort of living 50 to 70 years ahead of the rest of society. They're very
deep. All right, so this is not unlike some of the things we keep stumbling upon with regard to our own government situation here that's out of control, in my estimation. Too much government's too big, too many secret pockets of things going on. And so in this circumstance, I suppose maybe there's a correlative between what's going on in this fictionalized bureaucracy and what's happened, let's say, at the NSA, Mr. Snowden and all the leaks and the lies that have gone with it. This is another government lie, yes or no?
Well, you actually make me feel good because I really wanted that story to be sort of a metaphorical tale about that. Although I will say it's not just government. It's basically any unaccountable concentration of power. And technology, I think, makes this possible. We've seen this with recent revelations about surveillance and whatnot. A lot of this happens very invisibly around us, which is why I've depicted it as a secretive organization. And, of course, I've written it as a big epic sci-fi tale. But there is that corollary.
So there's an easy movie here for you. When you think about all of the things we've learned in the last few months, the movies about the NSA, maybe you could do even one about the drones and the drone. I mean, never mind the NSA. Amazon wants to use drones.
Well, it's funny. You know, my previous book, Kill Decision, was about drones. It was about lethal autonomy, this idea of machines killing. So I've definitely explored that as well. Although I have to laugh about the Amazon. I call that a publicity stunt because I think we're a little ways away from having 55-pound drones delivering stuff at our house because those drones will fall out of the sky. They'll land on somebody's kid or dog.
Right.
And it's not like we have a non-litigious society. I think that's pretty risky for them.
Lawyers are whetting their appetite right now on all the possibilities
indeed.
That exist
there.
Okay, but in terms of whether it's in the book again called Influx, the new novel from Daniel Suarez, in our society, we think that exchanging ideas is what sort of the root of our freedom is. Yet we find ourselves frustrated by the NSA stuff or other things that are happening around us that we may or may not know anything about. And that seems to me to be thwarting what might be the best part of our future.
Oh, you hit on it right there. It's this idea of being fearful of human imagination. And there isn't a historical precedent for it, but we go back to things like the Third Inquisition. I mean, attempts to stop the telescope from spreading or the printing press, to stop the spread of ideas, to basically preserve existing authority, sort of resisting change. I think there is an impulse that we struggle with as a society to keep things the way they are. And I do think, like you said, I think the answer for
nobody.
Us... It's constant incremental change, embracing that. I think that's our strength.
We need to embrace change. Nobody likes change, but yet we're surrounded by it.
Yes,
all I can
nature
think of,
is filled with it. Nature is filled with it. That's how a species adapts and survive, and that's what we need to do.
I don't mean to belittle the Influx name of the book, but all I can think of when you mentioned the Inquisition was, the Inquisition, the Inquisition.
That's a great movie.
Mel Brooks, God love him. We need more of him, and we need more of you. Very creative stuff. The novel from Daniel Suarez is called Influx, which I'm sure you can get at Amazon without the drone, or in a lot of the good bookstores around. Check out Daniel-Suarez.com. Influx in focus here on Good Day.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and...
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
After the hour now, as we continue pursuing the information that is top of mind from conversations on News Talk Radio, News Talk Television this past week, a review, if you will, for things this Friday, the 28th, the end of the week. So these are things that are in people's scope of memory and experience. And the number one item is this Arizona anti-gay bill. Here are hosts Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking about this, the veto. The governor vetoed the bill and how it got to her desk in the first place.
The governor of Arizona, in very short, succinct statement, she has vetoed Senate Bill 1062. She said after deliberate consideration and talking to both sides, she took the necessary time to make the right decision for Arizona. She also mentioned what she wanted to do at the beginning of her governance, passing a budget, getting Arizona's economy going, dealing with the CPS system, the CPS disaster. And then she made an interesting comment. She says that 1062 doesn't really have an immediate need. There wasn't a business or some kind of, there wasn't anything on the books, there wasn't anything in the court system that this is an immediate need. So she said this will have unintended negative consequences, which we've kind of talked about before here on the air. And going forward, there was a renewed surge for respect. And, of course, let's open up a dialogue. The normal political stuff. But she decided to veto Senate Bill 1062.
Good job, Jan Brewer. I think a lot of people are behind you on this one. It was a ridiculous bill. Shame on the clowns who even put it on your desk. She has vetoed this.
Let's go back there for a minute.
Okay.
How did it get on her desk? A year ago, this was something that was brought up, but it didn't receive the attention that it did this year.
Mm-hmm.
Then it comes around again, and it actually gets passed. That's the part that really, I guess, disturbs me. Are there people that really think there is an attack or a need? There's an attack on religious freedom or a need? I'm blaming both sides here, and I'm blaming not just the authors, but also the people who voted for this, for it to get to the governor's desk. I think that speaks volumes of the problem, that maybe there's a real disconnect between who's down there as an elected political hero and the people of Arizona, just the regular voter.
It
should have never gotten to her desk, and yet it did.
I know how this is going to come off. They're stupid. I'm sorry. They really are lame, and they don't work for us.
We don't think they really read the bill either.
It doesn't even matter to me. It's just to me. It's sad. It's sad that there are some people in this state who are in the legislature that think gay people are suing the crap out of businesses because they won't bake them a cake. We've looked at this over and over again. I've seen two cases, not in Arizona. Seen one in New Mexico, which, that was a
photographer.
The Arizona legislature based 1062 off, and then there was one in Colorado. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just because there are two cases of maybe a gay person suing a business because they didn't want to do something doesn't mean we need a law. So, don't hide behind religion.
Don't hide behind doing the right thing.
I don't think religion was dragged through the mud here, and I'm glad for that. Because a lot of people who are religious said this was total crap.
Larry Gatos, Mac Watson. Amen to that. Although here's another piece of another radio program. This one's hosted by Mike Broomhead and Andrew Fontaine. They talked about Governor Brewer and the fact that he really didn't have a choice in vetoing this bill.
I don't think the governor had a choice. And I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you a little bit about politics. People will go out on a limb for you. People will walk out on a limb with you. But one thing you don't want to do is leave someone swinging in the breeze. The deal is the governor was out of the state. Did you hear? She did jab a little punch at the people that voted for this. I don't know if you caught that, because the governor in the speech said that she has important issues for the state to decide on, like fixing. Oh, you have that, the CPS line? You have that? Play that.
When I addressed the legislature earlier this year, I made my priorities for this session abundantly clear. Among them are passing a responsible budget that continues Arizona's economic comeback. From CEOs to entrepreneurs to business surveys, Arizona ranks as one of the best states to grow or start a business. Additionally, our immediate challenge is fixing a broken child protection system. Instead, this is the first policy bill to cross my desk.
All right, now, that was a shot across the bow of the people that passed this bill. And let me tell you why she did that. Because you can't do something, politically speaking, now, I'm just talking about inside baseball stuff when it comes to politics. You can't pass a bill like this while she's out of the state. And I'm not saying you knew it was going to become a grease fire. But when you start a grease fire while your parents are out to dinner, you got to give them a heads up so that they don't come home to the fire trucks in front of the house.
Yeah, well, basically she was saying as a parent is, I'm not even mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed.
Which is so worse.
Yeah.
Doug Steffen here, reviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Up next, we're going to shift our focus to the military budget cuts. The sequester takes effect. Next, stick around. You want to continue to know what's going on? This is the place to be.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert. When it comes to 2014 New Year's resolutions, consumers are focused on health, both physical and financial. However, 55% of Americans abandon their New Year's resolutions by April. There are some tips to help you stick with your financial resolutions. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
A recent Bank of America survey found 51% of respondents are resolving to improve their financial health this year. While there are multiple ways to do so, one option is to get cash back when you make the majority of your purchases. Cards like the Bank America Card Cash Rewards Credit Card can reward you with cash back. Use the card to get 1% back on all purchases, as well as 2% at grocery stores and 3% on gas, up to $1,500 per quarter. Redeem cash rewards into a Bank of America checking or savings account and use the 10% bonus to help cover the extra costs in the new year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Ooh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Alabone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
It's 16 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing some of the big talk radio items from this past week. Military budget cuts, one of them. In fact, turns out to be the number two item this week. So let's listen to a portion of the Howie Carr radio program from Boston, where he talks to military analyst Colonel David Hunt about some of the defense secretary's cuts, shrinking the size of the army. And I'm wondering whether we're going to hear anything in here about the sequester. Let's listen.
You heard that the military, Obama wants to cut the size of the military down to what it was at pre-World War II levels. And as you know, that didn't leave us in a very good position when World War II started, even though they had already started drafting guys before Pearl Harbor. We were still way behind the curve, and it took a while to catch up and probably cost a lot of casualties because we didn't have enough troops to go to war immediately. Colonel, this is pretty shocking, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, the pre-World War II numbers are scary. I get the politics of this. We were going to have to adjust after 9/11. We got big. We were going to war. We're still at war.
Yeah.
But my problem with this, it's going to, instead of forcing the military to pay the guys more, it's going to do a little reduction. Okay, fine. How about we pay the ones we leave and we stop this ridiculous business of the F-35 and the F-18s, this Air Force numbers. We're spending billions of dollars on airplanes that aren't flying in combat because they're designed to be air-to-air. It's just too much detail. We shouldn't be dropping the military to pre-war two levels. We're going to have to do some reduction after we get out of Afghanistan, which we're going to, just like we were in Iraq. But we need to build up our special operations guys, but we've got to pay everybody more. Look, how here's a story just right now on Fox, where the VA was destroying medical records because they were so far behind in appointments. I mean, there's that kind of thing going on in our government, this administration and others, and how we mistreat veterans. The reduction of an active duty force is just one of the many bad stories about how we're treating veterans.
Yeah, we're rubber stamping through illegal aliens, calling them dreamers, and letting them go out and drive drunk and kill American civilians. And spread only God knows how many diseases, whether it's measles in Framingham or polio in California.
Yeah, it's inconsistent policy. We've got 25 veterans, active duty veterans, committing suicide every day in the country. 25. That's unbelievable. I mean, we've got 250,000 homeless. Yeah, the reduction is a mistake. But that whole approach to this, the government we're really losing ground fast. We don't, our priorities, I don't understand them. It doesn't make any sense.
We have our population has more than doubled since 1940, and we're going to have the same number of armed personnel.
Well, the Army, you want the military on what kind of a fight you're in. You don't want the military, unless you're going to make it mandatory. It's not supposed to be appropriate to geometrically proportional to the number of people in the country. It has to do with the enemy you're going to fight. And we are fighting war on terror. It's going to be awful. And that's a special operations, infantry type, some aviation type of stuff, Navy SEAL type of operation, high heavy on intel.
Yeah.
The big wars of Russia are gone. Everyone says he's probably worried about the Chinese. The point is, though, it's too easy. You tell the Department of Defense you're going to lose money. The first thing they do is go after soldiers, is go after the size of the unit. The President of the United States didn't tell the Department of Defense, reduce the military. What the White House said is you're going to have a smaller budget. The Department of Defense said that means we're going to have to reduce the number of guys, as opposed to going after these billion-dollar programs.
Waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Hear any of that in these conversations? Here's another another New Englander named Buddy Cianci talks to Mark Genest on his program. Genest from the Naval War College. He's concerned about the cuts being too much, the kind of usual stuff you'd expect from somebody who would come from the Naval War College.
I'm sure that this announcement by Mr. Hagel didn't take, it wasn't a surprise to you, but what do you think? I know you don't speak for the War College, you speak for yourself. But tell me, what is your take on this? Is this something that we can withstand, or is this something that's necessary, or will we be, how much substantially weakened will we be by these cuts, if they are in effect?
Well, over the last 3 or 4 years, the U.S. military writ large has been preparing for a gradual decrease in spending, and it's seen quite a bit in the last 2 or 3 years as we wind down from Iraq and Afghanistan. So this isn't completely a surprise. The extent to which the cuts, particularly to the Army, that are proposed by Secretary Hagel, sounds a little draconian. I remember only a few years ago, we were up at 570,000 men and women in the Army, and now they're proposing to go down to 440. I think some of those cuts are warranted, but you may be cutting too fast and too much.
And we don't know what the requirements are going to be for our involvement in the future. I mean, no one has a crystal ball.
No, we really don't. And Secretary Hagel makes a good point that we're trying to be leaner and meaner and rely more on special operations, more on our technological prowess to get more bang for the buck. And in principle, it's a very sound strategy.
Right.
The question is, can you move that fast? And cut the military that quickly and not diminish our capability to respond to unforeseen events, which occur all the time.
Uh-huh. They also want to get rid of things like the U-2 because they're going to replace those with drones?
Yes, the Global Hawk system is more than capable of replacing the U-2 plane. Okay. And as much as we all love the U-2, it's a totally cool aircraft,
Its time has come. Okay, what about the also the A-10s, which is the bedrock of the Air Force? They're going to get rid of those, too.
Well, the A-10 is essentially a close air support. So that is the favorite plane of our ground forces because they're there to support our troops while on the ground.
Right.
But as we begin to bring our troops back, there'll be less of the need for A-10.
All right, so a review of a couple of the top stories this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, where you can hear a lot of interesting new radio programs, including one that I'm hosting. It's called The American Family Farmer, and you can find it, as I say, in the list. You'll see a number of, if you go to Talkers.com, you see all the people that are doing special programs at Talkers Radio, and that's one of them. Check it all out, Talkers.com, for Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc., etc., etc. I'm Doug Steffen at 51 after the hour. Stephen J.J. Wiseman up next here.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the health front.
All right, 53 after the hour now as we pursue information, opinion, facts, stories, all a part of the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio every week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, official attorney for the folks at Talkers.com and also for this program. There are three things that I think just jump off the page, Steve, when it comes to thinking about or trying to talk about the legal side of various issues. I guess because the number one issue this week is the religious, so-called religious rights legislation from Arizona. Now the legislators who are looking like boneheads because they didn't read what they were voting on. What in the world? I had something that was more of a curlicue than that earlier today, talking about these people and their admission that they're that stupid. What are they getting paid for? Anyway, that's not part of the legal aspect here. What is there any precedent for this? I mean, a number of these sort of conservative right-wing groups were trying to, and obviously successful, convincing some of the legislators this legislation was necessary. So what is the pretense, what's the backdrop, and does any of this stuff get anywhere, any place in the country?
You know, first of all, you look at how laws are written, the precise legal language that is used and so important in any law or in any regulation is beyond generally the knowledge of our legislators. That's just a plain hard fact. They do have attorneys and people who draft this legislation, and then they have people that explain it to them. So I'll tell you the one I get the biggest laugh is when major tax
tax legislation is done. I remember there was a large piece called the Tax Simplification Act.
Oh, yeah.
And they wheeled it in on two-wheelers. And I'm saying, I would bet there's probably not two legislators who've read any, forget about all of it. So there's always a risk of it's who's interpreting it to the particular legislators. But in this one, the law wasn't that long. It's the kind of thing where they just relied too much on their staff. And so, you know, a pox on them. But it did expose, you know, this was a law that was a sham from the start. And so it's probably a good thing it ended this way.
All right. Next item has to do with bitcoins. I will profess to you, I don't really understand this, how these things are making headway, how they're being used. I understand barter, because as a farmer, we do a lot of trading. I'll trade you some hay for a calf. All right, that works. But bitcoins seem to be a figment of somebody's imagination online, and that's really where it's been used, right? But what value? How is it that there's concern over Bitcoin being stolen and the company that was promoting it went bankrupt? Who uses this stuff?
A lot of people online. And you're probably so much smarter by saying you don't understand it, because in point of fact, there are a lot of people that think they understand it that don't understand. And it's kind of nice that we're talking about this on the weekend before March 3rd. March 3rd is the birthday, 130-somethingth birthday of Charles Ponzi. So here's what Bitcoin is. The idea, there's so much internet commerce. How are you going to pay for something with internet commerce? Someone came up with this kind of currency. There's nothing behind it. What's even interesting is Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve Chairman, was asked, well, we should be getting in there regulating it. And she said, it's not a currency. It isn't something we can regulate. So it's totally made up. The bankruptcy was brought down because one of the major sites that traded with this currency, this phony made-up currency, was hacked and millions was taken by identity thieves. There's not enough regulation of this. The idea is great, but frankly, it's just an open invitation for scams and charlatans.
But it's interesting, and you're the guy who's the expert. One of the things that Steve does is run a website called scamaside.com. If this is a scam, how come there's so much money, real money, invested in it?
I'm probably too harsh saying that bitcoins is a scam. The people that invented bitcoins did not do so as a scam, and they are not operating it as a scam. But there isn't sufficient regulation of this to protect this as a legitimate currency. And so it is a ripe area for the scammers and hackers, which is what was done and why the largest broker went bankrupt, because millions was just hacked into and taken away. So the idea is great, but there does need to be regulation. The problem is this is something, again, where technology has gone faster than the law can.
Faster than the speed of light. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman with us here, overviewing the legality, some of the stories this week in the world of News Talk Radio and Television.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on health care by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.